This is the Lying Down Yoga series for the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction course. Beginning by finding a spot to lie down that's private, comfortable, where you won't be disturbed. And just coming into a nice, comfortable position on your back, letting your arms out at your sides, palms facing upwards. Just noticing this beginning position of just simply resting. This is a position that you can come back to at any point if there's any particular pose that doesn't feel comfortable to you at the time. You can just come back to this resting pose. And remembering that these instructions are just offerings for you and you need to really modify them for whatever is going on at your body at this moment. Not needing to push yourself in any way, to just experience what's here and feeling the body in movement. No expectations during this practice other than feeling the experience of your body in movement and any sensations that may arise with that. So just beginning by lying here, feeling the support of the floor. And transitioning from place of doing and just coming into this moment of simply just being. Widening this area of attention, just taking in your whole body lying here. Experiencing your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, left side to right side. Sensing your breath moving in and out of your body. And when you're ready to begin, simply just raising up your arms overhead, up towards the ceiling, and then letting your arms slowly move back behind you, coming back down towards the floor. They may not touch the floor, they may hover right above, that's okay. And then just feeling this full body stretch, reaching your hands from one side of the wall behind you, and flexing your feet and reaching those heels to the opposite wall. Breathing into this stretch and then releasing. And now trying with your right arm and your opposite left leg, doing a diagonal stretch. Breathing into the stretch and then releasing. And the opposite side, breathing in, stretching with your left arm and right leg, and then releasing. And then raising the arms back up towards the ceiling and then back down very slowly. Letting them rest at your side. And just pausing here just to notice any effects in your arms from that movement. And then doing this again and thinking this time, perhaps even coming out of autopilot, the movement of raising the arms up and overhead is nothing new, but here is the invitation to just bring your awareness right into this feeling of movement. So now with the inhalation, raising your arms up and over, feeling the arms slowly moving. See if you can even feel the air moving through your fingers. As the arms continue to reach towards the ceiling and then up and over beyond you, see if you can drop your awareness right into the muscles used in raising your arms and then gently lowering them back behind you. till they come to a rest, either on the floor or hovering. And breathing here. Another stretch toward the opposite wall with the hands towards one side, flexing your feet and pushing the heels towards the other wall. Breathing in and exhaling. And when you're ready, letting the arms raise back up and over and coming back towards the ceiling and then back down towards your side one last time. And then to the floor next to you. And we'll practice some little pelvic tilts here. So bending your knees and placing your feet flat on the floor, a little close to your buttocks if possible. And we're going to explore this lumbar region of the lower spine. So you can even move your hand underneath this area and feel that little small tunnel. And then curving up, you can feel the tunnel take shape. And then flattening that and feeling the blowback push your hand into the floor. So now moving your hand out again. And just working as breathing in and curving up. And then exhale, flattening down. Breathing in and curving up. Exhaling and flattening down. And just feeling this gentle motion at your own time, own pace. With breath, breathing in, curving up on that spine, and then exhaling, coming down, flattening out. Just bringing some really welcome movement into this area. This area that often can go unnoticed as we sit all day long. So bringing up some nice movement in this area, especially helps back pains from long periods of inactivity. And so then coming into stillness, keeping your legs bent, and now stretching your arms out to the sides in T formation, keeping your feet flat on the floor, and keeping contact with the floor and letting your knees drop to the side, and the feet will come up a little bit, but maintaining the contact with the floor, dropping your knees to the right and turning your head gently to the left. Bring your awareness right down into this body, right into the twist in the pelvic area, drawing your attention right into this area where you feel the twist the most. Breathing into here. And then raising the legs up, knees towards the ceiling. And dropping down on the opposite side, letting the knees drop towards the left, turns towards the right. Noticing perhaps if one side is a little bit tighter than the other. And simply noticing, not needing to change it. Breathing right into that stretch. And then bringing the knees up towards the ceiling, and then continuing dropping on the other side. Head turned towards the left, knees to the right. And then switch sides. And now just doing this a few more times on your own. Dropping the knees to one side, turning the head to the other side. Noticing your breathing here as you're doing this. And noticing your mind, and if your attention has wandered off from the movements, just gently, with kindness, bringing back and bringing your attention right to the areas where you're feeling the movement. And now clasping the knees and hugging them close to your chest. And then rocking side to side and just providing a little bit of massage to this area in the low back and the pelvic area. Just moving around, feeling what other areas you can massage as you roll. You can even curl your head up a little bit towards your knees. And now, letting your left leg stretch out flat on the floor and flexing your foot. Taking both hands and grabbing your right knee gently. And then bringing this in a drawing circles in a clockwise direction with your knee, almost as if you're stirring this great pot. And starting with small circles and each time getting a little bit wider and wider. And you're really tracing here this whole range of motion. Not only feeling the motion from the knees, but feeling it right down into the hip socket. And feeling this full range of motion as the knees get wide, the right knee gets wider and wider out. And then we're going to reverse direction, going the opposite direction. And now starting wide and getting smaller and smaller. And seeing if you can trace that feeling right down again into the hip socket. And then coming into stillness. And now straightening that leg, that right leg, bringing the foot towards the ceiling. And flexing the foot almost as if you could try to reach up and touch the ceiling with your heel. And you might want to support your leg by holding, grabbing. You can either grab your pant leg or clasping your hands behind your knees. And then just pointing and flexing, just feeling this movement. And again, dropping your tension right into this area, feeling the Achilles tendon activated. Feeling the shins and the calves in movement. And then drawing some small circles with your toes. And feeling this full range of motion here, reversing direction. And now just like you did with the bent knee, guiding this straight leg in circles. And noticing if this feels any different. Does it feel any easier or harder with the leg straight as it was when you're doing it when it was bent? And again, just widening each time, circling wider and wider out with each turn. Feeling again that full range of motion. And just noticing that all the way right back down to the hip socket. And then reversing direction and going, bringing smaller and smaller arcs now until you come into stillness. And if you'd like to accentuate the stretch at the end, you can bring your forehead in the direction of the right knee, just to whatever distance feels comfortable to you. No need to touch it at all. Just bring your head in that direction. Breathing here. And now releasing your head slowly back to the floor. Releasing your arms to the floor, keeping your leg up there for a moment. And now slowly, ever so slowly, just beginning to let that leg lower towards the floor. And just noticing as you're going very slowly, when you perception of you of the floor, when you think that your foot is going to touch the floor, and then noticing when it does touch the floor. And now pausing here, noticing the difference between the right leg and the left leg. Does one feel a little bit more relaxed or a little bit more at ease. And now, bending that left knee, keeping the right leg stretched out flat on the floor, foot flexed, and taking both hands and grabbing that left knee, and then drawing small circles with the knee in a clockwise direction. And getting wider and wider circles. And again, tracing that right down into the hip socket. And then reversing that direction and starting from wide circles to even smaller. Noticing your breathing as you're doing this movement. And then coming into stillness. And extending your left leg up towards the ceiling. Flexing your foot and seeing if you can reach that heel up to tap the ceiling. And then pointing and flexing your foot. And noticing with your leg extended like this, you may want to be holding to support it by the pant legs or clasping your hands or just grabbing your leg in some place, just helping it stay supported. And as you're pointing and flexing, perhaps you even feel the Achilles tendons through your hands. And feeling the different muscles in your leg engaging and contracting. And now drawing small circles with your toes in one direction. And then reverse direction. And now drawing circles with your whole extended left leg. Guiding it with your hand. Starting small clockwise circles and getting bigger each time. Noticing where your attention is here, and if it's wandered off, no judgment, not doing anything wrong, just gently and kindly bringing it back, dropping right in and feeling the movement of your leg, tracing that all the way into the hip socket, and now reverse direction. Starting with wider circles and letting them go smaller and smaller. Until you come into stillness. And if you'd like to accentuate this stretch a little bit, you can bring your forehead in the direction of that left knee. And then breathing here. And when you're ready, releasing slowly the head to the floor. And then releasing your arms, keeping your leg up for a moment. And then slowly, slowly, releasing that left leg down to the ground. Feeling it moving down through the air. Noticing again when you think it's going to touch the ground. And noticing if it went a little bit further than you thought. And just pausing. And just bringing your awareness, taking in both legs right now, and feeling the effects of these movements on your legs. And coming back into the resting position here. Letting your attention rest on your breath again. And then taking the time that you need to roll over to your side. And slowly pushing yourself up and coming into a tabletop position. And in this position, with your knees right under your hips, hands under your shoulders. And then just exhaling, dropping the belly to the ground, letting your forehead come up a bit. And then breathing in and curving the spine upwards in the cat pose. Exhale, dropping the belly to the floor in the cow. Breathing in and curving up. And exhaling, curving down. And feeling the movement in this area of your spine, bringing some welcome movement into an area that often sits idle throughout the day. And continuing to move on your own and just feeling the breathing along with this movement in whichever way feels comfortable to you. Bringing your awareness right into this area of movement, into the low back, to the shoulders, into your breath. And then coming back into stillness with a neutral spine. And from here, we're going to prepare to move into a balance pose. So to begin with, looking in front of you for a fixed point on the wall, that will just help you balance. If your eyes were closed at any point during this, you might want to keep them open now. That helps you even more so with the balancing. So in this pose, I'll offer some modifications at the very beginning for anyone that may have any kind of balance issues, to give you always 4 points of contact so you don't feel you need to lift and put yourself in any jeopardy. So shifting your weight, now it's evenly distributed between your palms and your knees, and shifting your weight a little bit towards the left side and extend that right leg straight out back behind you, keeping your right toe onto the ground. So the right leg is stretched out, toe is on the ground, and then redistribute that weight so it's evenly between the hands and legs. Now, gazing at that spot in front of you, extend the left hand out. So it's the opposite hand. So extend the left hand out across the floor, keeping your fingers open and touching the floor. So you still, at this point, have 4 points of contact, and you can stay right here. If you'd like to experience a little bit of a balance, you can lift up that right leg and trying to keep that up in the air, a little parallel to the floor if possible. And then when you're ready, lifting the opposite left hand up, again, parallel with the floor. And then just holding that for as long as feels comfortable to you. Anytime you wobble, just simply touch either the toe or the hand back down to the ground. Breathing and then releasing. And doing this with the opposite side now. So we're going to shift our weight a little bit towards our right side, and as we do that, we'll extend the left leg out straight, keeping the toes touching the ground. Even the weight out again, and now reaching that right hand out, fingers still touching the ground, letting your gaze fall on that fixed point in front of you. And when you're ready, just lifting, if you want to experience a balance, lifting that left leg up off the ground, and extending that right leg off the ground, the right arm off the ground. And breathing here. And when you're ready to come back down, and trying this in your own time on the opposite side, extending the right leg out and the left arm out, and raising them up off the ground when you're ready. Breathing. And then coming back down. Extending the left leg out, right arm out, and then lifting. Having them both parallel to the floor. Breathing here. and then returning them to the floor. And then making our way back onto our back for a bridge pose. And just begin by laying back in the resting pose. Just pausing for a moment and just with kindness and gentleness, just checking in, noticing your body, noticing thoughts and emotions at this moment, what's here now for you, noticing your breath. And remembering, if this style of yoga feels a little slow for you, the invitation here is to really look at this as an opportunity to bring awareness to movement. Just bring your awareness to experiences of movement that might get missed when you're doing a normal yoga class or when you're doing any other activity. Here the invitation is to really bring in that awareness right to these spots that are in movement and just experience what's there. So now bending your knees and keeping your feet flat on the floor close to your buttocks, and the arms can go out at your sides if you like. And as you're ready, we'll be pushing off with your feet, raising the whole pelvic area and lower abdomen up towards the ceiling. You may want to even, if you'd like to, clasp your hands underneath you to help you raise up a little bit, and feeling your whole torso area supported by the upper back and shoulders, feeling the movement of pushing from your feet upwards, and pausing here and breathing, feeling the point where your head is touching the ground, noticing the point where your shoulders are touching. And then if your hands are clasped, just releasing them and getting them out towards the side of the T formation. And now gently coming back down, we're going to really lower vertebrae by vertebrae, just gently folding back down. And then coming to rest. And then pushing off one more time, pushing off with our legs up towards, pushing the pelvic up towards the ceiling. Arms out of the side, or arms can be clasped underneath you to help with that rise upwards. Breathing here. Feeling the whole torso supported by the upper back and shoulders and the legs. And then when you're ready to release the hands, arms at your side, and then slowly come back down vertebrae by vertebrae. And then from here, gently rolling again to your left side. And we're going to do some leg raises. And so from here, laying on your left side, you can place your right hand out in front of you for a little balance and stability. What you can do with your left hand is you can bend at the elbow and then rest your head in your hand. And we're just going to raising the right leg up off the ground. So right now the right leg is laying flat on top of the left leg, which is on the floor, and just simply raising up, keeping that foot flexed and raising and lowering. And here's another invitation to come out of autopilot, because you've done this so many times throughout your life of just simply lifting your leg. But the invitation here to drop the awareness in and just notice the muscles that are used to engage, to raise that right leg up, and then gently and slowly lower it. Not dropping it back down, but raising it with intention and lowering it with intention. Noticing your breathing as you're raising and lowering. Noticing if you can feel the muscles that are being used when they become tired. Knowing when to stop. And if you want to experience a slight variation, this time bringing that right leg behind you 30 degrees, keeping the foot flexed, and then raising upwards from this angle. And just noticing a different set of muscles that are engaged. Noticing if this feels more challenging or different in any way. And then coming to rest, pausing and feeling the effects of that movement. And now rolling to your opposite side. So now rolling on your right side. Placing your left hand out in front of you. And the right hand can be bent and your head can rest right in your hand. And again, flexing your left foot and just simply raising and lowering. Raising and lowering. Feeling the muscles used to do this task. Bringing your mind back if attention has wandered off. Just very gently and kindly bringing it back and feeling the leg. Feeling the muscles engage, the raising, the lowering, the breathing. Noticing when to stop, when to rest. And if you also want to try that variation here, bringing that left foot out behind you about 30 degrees, keeping the foot flexed, and then raising and lowering here. And then coming to rest. Now we're going to move over onto our stomachs. And as you lay on your stomach, you can place your hands, bending your elbows and placing your hands on top of each other in front of you and resting your head on your forehead on the folded hands. And from this position, just simply raising the right leg up and just noticing if that feels a little bit more challenging than you might have thought. Raising that right leg up and lowering. Raising the right leg up again and lowering. And on the opposite side, raising the left leg up and lowering. And doing that a few more times and lowering. And now placing one of your cheeks flat on the floor, turning your head to the side. And placing your arms down along next to you on the sides. Palms can be facing towards the ceiling. And when you're ready, we're going to raise our head back up facing forwards. And we'll raise our legs and our arms up just gently off the floor and just hovering them over. So just only the torso is touching the floor. And ready to lift, holding all of this up. Holding only as long as it feels comfortable to you. Breathing here. And when you're ready to come down, release, turning your cheek, letting your head rest on the other side. And just coming to this full body rest. And when you're ready, again, breathing in, bring your head up, legs up, arms up, And then coming down and resting on the opposite side. And just resting. And from here, placing your hands flat on the floor, just underneath your shoulders. Your gaze is on the floor, just between your hands. Slightly letting your hands come out more, a little bit more in front of the shoulders. And we're just going to push off very gently with our hands, only as far as feels comfortable to you, looking forward. And then coming back down, turning your head and resting one cheek on the floor. And releasing. Breathing here. And then pushing off one more time. Bring your head up, using your hands to push off from the ground. Bringing your upper body up, looking at the wall in front of you, breathing gently. And whenever you're ready, letting your head turn to the side and letting the other cheek come on to the rest on the floor. And then coming up, coming into a child's pose, and we'll do this by touching our toes together, spreading the knees out a little bit to the opposite sides of the yoga mat. You can either bend your elbows again and rest your head on your folded palms and just release into this, or you can have your arms stretched out in front of you, palms on the floor. Some folks like to rest their hands stretched behind them with the palms facing upwards. Finding whatever position feels comfortable to you. And just letting the body come into this resting position. Noticing any areas of tightness. Always listening to the body if something doesn't feel right, to allow yourself to come out and to come back into another pose or come back into the resting pose. And now gently coming onto your back again. Letting your feet fall to the side, letting your arms rest at your sides. Letting your palms face upwards. And just taking a moment to just simply to just rest. And perhaps finding a moment to feel a little gratitude for this opportunity to just feel your body in motion. Martha Graham, the choreographer, talks about never missing a moment of motion in your body. Never let a moment go unnoticed. And to have spent this time setting everything else aside and just allowing yourself to be here in movement. And to see what was here, what was felt. and inviting your awareness to move inside and just noticing thoughts and emotions. Noticing how you are feeling right now after this practice. What is the quality of these thoughts and emotions? And as you're resting here, just doing a little mini scan. Just starting from the top of your head and just bring your awareness down over your face. And as we're moving down through the body, just noticing how the body feels after this practice. And so continuing down over your face, eyes, lips, and nose, mouth, chin, ears, neck and shoulders. Moving down your shoulders, the elbows and the forearms. Noticing the hands and the fingertips and palms. Maybe even noticing a little tingling here. And then back down the whole torso. Noticing your front, your chest, the stomach, and the movement in your stomach as you're breathing. And the upper back, mid back, and low back, noticing the areas that are touching the ground. And the whole pelvic bowl and buttocks. Bring your awareness down over your legs, the thighs and the hips and quads, inner thighs, your knees, lower legs, shins, calves, ankles, feet, toes, soles of your feet, right down to the heel, noticing that little tiny spot where the heel is touching the floor. And simply just resting. Just taking this final moment to just be. Welcoming rest, welcoming breathing, and welcoming this awareness. And then as you're ready to slowly bring a little movement back in, wiggling the toes and fingers, gently opening your eyes if they were closed, and taking all the time that you need to slowly start transitioning back up into movement again and rolling to your side. And just allowing the practice to come to a close. And transitioning to yourself to what comes next.